Hashem Svasei Tiptach Ufia Gitila Secha. Welcome to Charsi Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Chasya Bachko, and today we will be studying Sefer Ovadia. Sefer Ovadia, the shortest book in Tanakh, 21 impactful psukim, verses that are shrouded in mystery. There is no clear identifiable information as to who or what is Ovadia, and who or what is the foil in the sefer known as Edom, and what's the purpose of a sefer that seemingly discusses the downfall of Edom. So, Oved Ka, service of Hashem. What does it mean to be in the service of Hashem? Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, known as the Ramchal, from his work at Mesillas Yesharim, says, the root of perfect service is for a person to set up his purpose constantly in front of him, that serving Hashem means striving to bring pleasure to the Creator in every thought, speech, and deed. Broader, if we think about the pillars of what the world stands on, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. With that definition of Oved Hashem, let's understand the historical possibilities of who Ovadia was. Rav Sadia Gaon comments in Divrei Yamim 17:7 that King Yehoshaphat sent his officials, including Ovadia, to teach in the cities of Yehuda. This initiative was part of Yehoshaphat's broader effort to educate the people of Yehuda in the ways of Torah and proper conduct, in other words, the pillar of Torah. Second, Ovadia was originally from Edom, and he converted to Judaism. He was known for his deep fear of Hashem, Yirei Hashem Me'od. Despite serving in King Ahab's kingdom, a king who promoted idolatry, Ovadia remained faithful to Hashem. When Queen Isabel ordered the killing of the Nevi'im, Ovadia took 100 Nevi'im and hid them in 2 caves, providing them with food and water to keep them alive indefinitely. He was a royal officer. He held a very high position in the royal court, but he was never involved in Ahab's evil ways. In other words, the pillar of Chesed. Third, Ovadia, during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, was a prominent figure who played a significant role in the rebuilding of the Jewish community and religious life in Yerushalayim. He helped to reestablish the Jewish community and its religious institutions following the exile of Babel, and it was part of the group of returnees who worked alongside Ezra and Nehemiah to build up Yerushalayim and the Temple Mount. In other words, Avoda. Thus, we see that Ovadia, referenced in Tanakh, was committed to the role of being Eved Hashem, no matter the way that you reference him. Now let's build upon the theme, which helps to define the foil of the sefer, the antagonist, Edom. There are several ways to the term Edom is used in Tanakh. The first is in Bereishis, Vayashav Esav Bahar Seir, Esav Hu Edom. Esav is known as Edom. Or when Esav asks Yaakov for some of the red stuff, Ki Ayef Anochi, I'm tired, Al Kein Krashmo Edom. Therefore his name was Edom. And finally, when Rivka discusses with and sends her Yaakov, her youngest son, and says, behold, Vatikral Yaakov b'nahakatan b'nomer elav, Esav achicha mitnachim l'chal hargecha. Behold, your brother Esav comforts himself concerning he's planning on killing you. And here Rashi explains that Esav hated the karbanos and the brismila. He loved blood, but not that type of blood. He was someone who rejected and despised all his spiritual heritage and the responsibilities associated with being part of the Avram and Yitzchak descendants. And in fact, the Midrash Tanchuma says that he rejected it so much that he did everything that he could to utilize his strengths for the service of himself. He tricked his father, he denounced his lineage, all because he wanted to separate himself from Torah and the true source of his success, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, the next is the nation of Edom, who sided with Babel during their conquest of the first Beis HaMikdash, and the Romans who destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. We have in Tehillim, Zochor Hashem Levnei Edom Es Yom Yerushalayim HaOmrim Aru Aru Ad HaYisod Ba. So, This verse expresses a plea for Hashem, remember the actions of Edom during the destruction of Yerushalayim, specifically how they tried to demolish the city. And in Amos, we have a similar idea. Ko'amar Hashem al shlosha pishe Edom val arba lo ashivenu. Amos prophesied in the year 760 to 750 during the reign of Yehoshua II. And there was idea that the Roman-Jewish wars, that there was a sieging and destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, was Edom. Edom became the Romans as they intermingled with other groups to form the Roman Empire. And that main idea is to take the idea and the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the world, no longer to have a Beis HaMikdash, that Hashem has left the building. And in that, we get rid of Avodah. Now, the third is the reference of Edom to Christianity, or a conglomerate of anti-Semitism, those who wish to replace Jewry, as we're no longer the chosen nation. And this idea, the Christianization of the Roman Empire, understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand is a relic of the past. We are a relic of the past. And that really, it's all about a replacement of the chosen nation. And so this understanding is that we have no place in the future of the glory of the world. So faced with this, we have to understand we have this dichotomy of Ovadia and Edom. But what is Ovadia? Maybe we can understand from the word Ovadia. Oved is in the present tense. It's an understanding that there is a historical significance to the world and there is a hope for the future. But really, we have to focus on how it seamlessly goes from one to the other through the present. That Hashem's hand is in the now. And that concept is alluded to many times in this parak. The concept of Mida Keneged Mida. That all comes from Hashem in a unique way, only His capability to do. And that divine retribution is a strong element that ties in the Hayahove and Yiyah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now let's peruse through elements to see the beauty of the words in the parak itself. So, continuing, Chazon Ovadia, this is a prophecy of Ovadia. Komar Hashem Elkim Le'edom, Shamoa Shamanu. We have heard Me'es Hashem, tidings from Hashem, Betzir Bagoyim Shulach, and a messenger has been sent among the nations. Kumu v'nakuma alei l'melchama. Kumu nakuma, the word nakama is there. We're going to arise and we're going to rise up against them in war. And what we're going to see now is imagery that goes back to that first idea of Edom as being Esav. Hine katona taticha bagoyim. You're going to be small, reminding us of what happened with Rivka. Rivka with the big day Esav, and she called Esav binah hagadol, and she called Yaakov binah hakatan, the small one. Now there's a reversal. You're going to be the katan. You're going to be very despised. What was despised? Remember, we know what was despised. Esav hated the Bechorah. Look what's happening. Now you're going to be the one who's despised, not something that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you think of yourself as so amazing. But in Tagbia Kanesher, if you fly up to the sky, im bein kochavim, and you go between the stars, remember stars also reminds us of the brachas of that we're going to be as large, as numerous as the stars. Sim kanecho misham arudecha ne'um Hashem. Yes. You're going to be brought down. The idea and the concept, in addition to all of these hints, is also the concept of a mountain being high above everybody else. Now remember, the people of Edom did have these amazing clefts in the rock that were historically that have been proven. They had a lot of natural, beautiful capabilities. The Shochnei v'chavei Sela, Marom Shifto, the dwellers of the cliff of the rock whose inhabitants are high. So not only is it in actuality they had highness, but also they had a hubris. They thought of themselves as amazing. and they thought of themselves in a way that took, again, the idea of what Esav represented, which is I'm separating out from my source of bracha and I'm going my own way. And Hashem saying, no, you don't have the right to be anything if you're going to separate out from me. And he reminds them that you're going to be wiped out. You're going to be wiped out in a non-natural way, because people who wipe out would not just wipe you out completely, like Ganavim. Remember, he stole and he was a dishonest person to his father. Well, in the same vein, if the Ganavim, the robbers, are going to come, and if they came, they would completely wipe you out. And that's a supernatural way. And so the idea here is that you're going to fall from your mighty position because you don't deserve that mighty position. Your hubris is not founded because you separated out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all of the imagery in the first part all has to do with the punishment that's going to happen to Esav. But the hints are really in reference to what happens in Bereishis. V'chatu gibarecha teiman in Pasuk Tes, and your mighty men are going to be dismayed. Who's Teiman? Remember, Teiman was Esav's grandchild, who then ultimately had the descendant of Amalek. And so it's very interesting that, again, it's another reference, and that they thought of themselves as being strong gibor, but now they're going to be weak and they're going to be wiped out. The next part of the perek understands and is a warning as to what they actually did wrong. And this is more in reference to the second part of the definition of who Edom is. Machamas achicha Yaakov. What happened? The violence that you did to Yaakov. And you are then going to have your own embarrassment le'olam. Bayom. The next few psukim, by the word yom is mentioned 11 times. The reference of the yom is the yom of Tisha B'Av. That reference, the Batei Mikdash, going to be destroyed. And so again, we're talking about the definition of Esav, of Edom, that is the ones that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. And there are 8 warnings that are mentioned, which is a way in which we understand what the people of Edom did wrong. And it starts off, remember we said, that there are thoughts, there are ideas, there are verbalizations, and then there are actions. And so it's going from, in this order, it's going from their thought process, their emotional experience, that they saw what was happening and they didn't say anything, they didn't help out, to the point that they rejoiced, right? Va'al tira biyom achicha biyom nachro, va'al tismach livnei Yehuda biyom avdam, va'al tagdel picha biyom tshara, right? So they, you should not have looked on the day of your brother being delivered and what happened to him. You should not have rejoiced about what happened to them. And you should not have spoken proudly about all their distress. And then it goes into gradations until finally it says, Va'al tamod al perek lahachris al place hav. And you should not have stood by the gap to cut off their fugitives. What happened? So Edom, when they saw what was happening with Bavel, they gave back the prisoners that were running away, the Bnei Shol that were running away. They gave them to the people, or they kept them for themselves as slaves. And they, you know, that ultimately led to their death. And so they ultimately did actions. And so we see that it went from exactly as we said, that is the opposite of the definition of an Ovid Hashem, is in their thoughts and their feelings and in their actions. And that's exactly what the people of Edom committed the sin to. The Va'als, if you flip Va'al, it's low, what you should not be doing. And it's very clear that they did wrong, and they did wrong because they were, again, they were trying to wipe out the remnants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world with the destruction of Batei Mikdash. And so that's why it says, Kikash, it's very important that we highlight the idea of what this is all about, why it is that they're going to be destroyed in their entirety and how they're going to be destroyed. And that is the crux of it, is Pasuk Tes Vav. Ki karov yom Hashem al kol hagoyim. For the day of Hashem is going to be for all the nations very close. Kasher asita ya'aselach gemulacha yashuv barashecha. What you do is going to come back onto your head. Mida keneged mida. And so now we understand what Edom did. We understand what they, how they got punished. The last part of the parak is interesting. It shifts gears to Bnei Yisrael. And it makes that the Bnei Yisrael, now what's going to happen to the Bnei Yisrael? So what? How did that actually work? Well, what do we know happens to the Bnei Yisrael? They're going to inherit the land. They're going to multiply and they're going to come together in Eretz Yisrael. And so we have to understand where this all fits in. And there's a beautiful quote that Rabbi Jonathan Sacks says. He says, Jewish people are living symbol of eternity. Our survival through millennia of persecution and exile is a testimony to the presence of Hashem in history. And what that means is that we, the survival of us, are the testimony of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And so this last part of us being on our height really represents the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina and the Kavod of Hashem being raised in the world. And how do we get there? So that's where Pasuk Yud Ches comes in. V'haya Beis Yaakov Eish, U'Beis Yosef Lahava, U'Beis Esav Lakash, V'dalku Bahem Ba'achlum, V'lo Yesarid L'Beis Esav Ki Hashem Diber. And so really what we're saying is that the Beis Yaakov is going to be a fire, the Beis Yosef is going to be a flame, and the Beis Esav is going to be a straw. And it is going to, the house of Esav is going to be consumed with fire, and there are going to be no survivors because Hashem spoke. Each one here is a metaphor. The Beis Yaakov is the Torah that is inculcated in us. The Esh is the fire because Ner Tamid Ekachli. That's what Tamid and Torah and fire are all representations in the Torah. Beis Yosef is Lahava. It's the flame. Why is it the flicker? Why? How? And that is because Beis Yosef represents Gemilos Chasadim, interpersonal connection with each other. How do we have that? Because Yosef's two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, were the first two siblings to get along among all the siblings in the Torah. And so when we have the Torah, right, we have Avoda, and then we have Gemilos Chasadim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that is strong enough and powerful enough to take down the Beis Esav. And the Beis Esav Lakash, why are they Akash? Why are they straw? Because straw reminds us of the Levanim, the straw that we needed to build the bricks in Mitzrayim, the straw that represented that first powerful nation that really subjugated us, that tried to take away from our culture and take us apart. But instead, they went down. And they were destroyed. And so too, anyone that comes against an Ovad Hashem will be destroyed. And that's going to be the word of Hashem. And when that all happens, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu then gives us Eretz Yisrael and gives us all back our lands. And the land expands because that's part of the bracha. Part of the bracha, the Bechora and the bracha that Yaakov got against Esav was that he was going to be multiplied and he was going to be strong and he was going to get the land. And so when all of those things come together and we really do to be an Oved Hashem in the Hayahoveyeh, in the past, in the present, in the future, we see Hashem, we see the hand of Hashem, we see the Midah Kneged Midah, and we live our lives in accordance with the principles of Torah, Avoda, and Gemilos Chasadim, well then the parak ends. Va'alu Moshe in Bahar Tzion, Lishbot et Harisa, V'haisa LaHashem Hamlucha. Then there's that imagery of mountain again. Now we're doing the Har Tzion. It's going to judge the Har Esav, mountain to mountain. But ours is the good mountain that has on it the Temple Mount, that has on it the idea of what it really means to vote Oved Hashem. And when there's so many Ovdei Hashem going around, of course, V'haisa LaHashem HaMelucha. So then the imagery of a king. The king is there. All of his servants are here. And so we see it all comes together. The role of Hashem in our lives, if we can just hold on to that and do the Torah, Avoda, and Gemilos Chasadim, and we're the foil for all of those people who use their hubris and use their upmanship and don't care about one another and don't see what is rightly in front of them, which is that the source of all power is from Hashem.
But if we can do that with clarity, then we have the message. And that message only takes 21 psukim. That message is impactful not only because of how it was received, but the clarity and the pureness of its messenger who lived that life. And isn't that great for our leaders to live and to be role models for us? And the gematria of Mida Kneged Mida of this parak, Mida Kneged Mida is 195, which is the same as Chazon Ovadia Ze 21. Thank you for setting together Le'iloi Nishmat Gilbert Karsenti, Menachem Mendel Ben Saud.